This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster My Podcast.
And this is The Hoop Snake.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Ooh, the happy fella.
What a good boy.
He seems really good. And there is the funniest line in this book in this entry.
It's so good.
So everybody get ready for it. So this is a big snake. Like the biggest snake you've ever seen? No.
No.
He's probably the seventh biggest snake I've seen in real life, even.
Yeah.
You know, it is not a big snake. Fairly big.
Yeah. And a lot of the time they can act just like regular snakes. And in fact, most of, like, you know, their only power is venom. You know, they hide underground and all that. However, The reason they're called hoop snakes is the magical thing about them.
Yes. And by magic, it is that they can bite their tail, turn into a hoop, and roll down hills.
Yep. And they do it with some force. Like, they can break a bone or dent a car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. This is based on an American folktale. This was a thing that, like, people used to say in the Old West.
Yeah.
And so there were hoop snakes that did this.
Mm-hmm. And just imagining swarms of these rolling across the plain is just majestic.
It seems majestic at worst and cute at best.
Right.
And I don't understand the idea of this being something to be feared at all. Like, the Monster's Manual here takes a lot of pains to be like, well, it can break a bone. Like, it could fuck up your car a little bit, you know? And it's just like, well, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe,
you
know, I shouldn't have been there.
Yeah, I was the intrusive species on this good boy.
Yeah.
You know, and I really come around on snakes, man. Like, I was never dislike snakes, but, like, now I think snakes are extremely cute.
Well, I think that is the effort of a lot of lobbying from just people who show up wherever cute animals are posted and saying, hey, look at this cute little ball python. And I'm like, and actually, really, yeah, cute, like, look at that little guy.
Yeah, they're just really, really, like, a snake drinking?
Yeah.
Good God. Like, that's extremely cute. But the shadow talk here is what elevates this.
Yes.
You know, so it just talks about how they can do that. But then they're just saying, like, you know, this guy Derek, who is the hero we need here, don't believe it that hoop snakes just roll to escape or attack. I think they do it for fun, and they understand about roads. And,
you know, hold up. Clever girl.
You can tell a game is about to be changed.
Yep.
Okay. Candace pops in, what do you mean by that, Derek? And Derek elaborates.
Yep.
Says how he saw a bunch of them, you know, essentially. You know, one of them took the mirror off his car, you know, trying to faint towards danger, adventure, role-playing games, kids.
Yeah, they were just rolling down a hill that they were going up. Yeah.
And I'm going to read this last paragraph in its entirety.
Mm-hmm.
When I got to the observatory, the guy I meet there told me it's common for hoop snakes to do that. It takes them a couple of days to climb the hill, then they boot it down the road again. Don't tell me that's an escape mechanism. These things are playing, period. Snake games.
Snake.
That's the end of the entry.
just looking furtively left, right.
Tell me you watched left that movie. Again.
Snake games.
I don't know if it's supposed to be sinister. Snake games. But I am, like, just real down for it. Like, what are some other snake games, you know?
Yeah.
Jump rope, choose ladders. Do a lot of cool shit.
Yeah, no, they definitely do. A line that I think is not equally funny but also funny in this just rip roarer of an article. They open up talking like, oh, they, you know, these things showed up in, like, Grecian legend, and they popped up in early American folklore, you know, just trying to suppose where they come from or what it is. Brad rolls in and says, don't worry your head about it. The only thing that matters is that we've got hoop snakes.
They're just infesting the chat room they're in.
We've got hoop snakes.
Like, yeah. So hoop snakes just happen.
Yeah.
You know, and what that means is you look out the window and you see one of these happy boys rolling down the hill. And then over the course of days, trudging back up, talking to his friend back and forth about how cool it was to roll down that hill.
Can't wait to do it again.
Like, I really want to depopulate the earth of humans
so they can
create
more...
the age of these things, you know? Like, that would be, I'm going to start a Shadowrun campaign where it's just, we have to get rid of the corporations to make more room for these happy rolling boys. You know? Really good.
Hoop snakes. We go play hoop snakes. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.